Blog Talk Radio.
I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, calling to you live from, where should I say I am today? I guess I'd say the Lakeside Marblehead area of Ohio. And we're here each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. I've got my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, on the line with me today. Rhonda is the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com. Rhonda, are you here?
I sure am, and excited to be here.
Well, I am so glad to have you here as well. And we've got some really great stuff for you guys today. I am so excited about this stuff.
Me too. Hardly wait. Woo!
Well, I'm going to let you do the honors, Rhonda, since this was all you're doing. I am so grateful to have you as my co-host for setting up such amazing guests on this show.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I'll tell you, I know how much, not only how much you love 10 Million Flicks for Peace and all those various things around it, and I, of course, am very excited about that program as well. And when one of the co-founders, Julian Kumar, told me about this 10 Million Books program, I was thrilled. Of course, I'm an author. I love everything about books. I love writing. I love the smell of books. I love to hold books, read them. I love to work with authors. And it's such a fantastic way. Well, there is a fabulous messenger book program that's part of 10millionbooks.com. And so we have Robert Evans with us here today, and I am really excited about that. So we're going to find out all about this program, about how you can become an author. We're going to help to spread the word about this program. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
And I think I have them unmuted, but I'm having so many technical issues on my computer this morning, I could just scream. Robert, are you unmuted yet?
Well, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Hey,
we
there he is.
Can. Yay!
Right. Fantastic.
Well, before we get going, let me just tell folks who are listening how they can find 10 Million Clicks for Peace, which is at askggg.com/peace. That's www.askggg.com/peace. And I'm giving them that link, guys, because it will, I know Rhonda has come in directly under me, and one of the neat things about 10 Million Clicks is that it allows you to actually see your peace impact, which also means that as you bring people in the fold in 10 Million Clicks, you'll get to see them under you. And as they go spreading the message of peace, their impact will affect your impact. So that's kind of cool to really be able to see how much of an impact you've had on peace. So welcome, Robert. I wanted to talk to you for a month. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. Well, thank you very much. I'm honored to be here.
So when I told me you were our guest, I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And, of course, I've heard a lot about the two of you from Julian and Rick, so it's nice to be here.
Well, we are really glad to have you. So let's get started by talking a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. I am the founder of an online company called The Messenger Network. And I also teach a message called The Habit of Attraction. The Messenger Network is a company that supports everyday people all over the world in finding and sharing their message with the world using the internet and technology. And we've been up to this wonderful game for a couple years now. And we've brought forth a lot of really great programs, teleprograms, and website technologies, and other very unique concepts into the world that just really inspires individuals to step out there with their message in a variety of different ways and start sharing it. And so that's what the Messenger Network does. And then the Habit of Attraction is a message that I had discovered for myself, because the approach that I have taken with really kind of the whole creation of the Messenger Network really is a personal experience for myself, and it really revolves around a spiritual principle that I learned a long time ago from a series of books called Conversations with God. And in there, there's a spiritual principle called being the source, or be the source. And basically it states, be the source to others that which you would like to experience for yourself. And so I started to realize certain things about myself that I wanted to experience, like be a messenger, like do certain things to get my message out there, including workshops and writing books and that sort of thing. And I discovered that through this spiritual principle, that instead of that, before having to do that, to teach that to others, I didn't need to do it myself. I could start off with teaching others how to do it, and in so doing, it became my experience. And that's really how everything starts to come together, including the Messenger Mini Book Program, which is the 10 million clicks for, or excuse me, the 10 million books program through 10 million clicks for peace.
Well, that is really cool. I know Conversations with God is one of my favorites, too, Neil Donald Walsh. So how did you get acquainted with Rick and Julian from 10 Million Clicks for Peace and bring the Messenger Network together to become the Messengers for Peace program?
Well, I was introduced to Rick and Julian a few years ago, probably almost getting close to 4 years ago. And in a previous company that I had called Pass Along Concepts, and we started to discuss the whole idea of bringing peace into the world through the internet in a very unique way. And Rick and Julian had this incredible vision that I really connected with, and we started to talk about our own concepts of showing people how doing something simple can really make a difference, can domino into many people's lives thereafter. And from there, Rick and Julian had come up with the whole idea and technology of the Peace Impact Meter, which I think, I just, the personal note on that, I'm a big internet guy, and I've been around for a long time, and I've seen a lot of really great things, and I have not come across anything more spectacular, more possible or more capable of impacting the world in significant ways than what Rick and Julian has created. And that Peace Impact Meter just really blows my mind every time I think about it.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
Yeah.
I know. It is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Really is. And so we met about 4 years ago. We've been, you know, collaborating and creating and working together ever since. A couple years ago, I had was going from being the guy that was behind the computer just doing all the technology stuff. It's actually a really kind of fascinating story. I've worked with big authors for many years now. I've worked with Neil Donald Walsh and James Twyman and a handful of other authors in different projects on using the internet, helping them spread their message. And I had created a program with James Twyman where it was the law of attraction and world peace. It was like, how can we use the law of attraction to bring forth peace into the world? And James Twyman is a big peace messenger. He's known as the peace troubadour. And James and I created a series of teleprograms. This is shortly after The Secret came out, so law of attraction was very, very hot at the time. And we created a series of telecalls. It was four different calls with five different authors. We had Neil Donald Walsh and James Arthur Ray, Michael Beckwith, Jean Houston, and Debbie Ford, that were going to be on these four different calls. And we had 15,000 people that signed up for these calls. It was a phenomenal success. And I was the technology guy behind it. So I was trying to figure out, how do I make this happen? I was a couple thousand,
yeah,
one
that's
thing.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. How do we do this? And so we pulled it off, and with each particular show, we had about 7,000 people that were on it. And on the last call, it was with Michael Beckwith and James Twyman, I found something rising up within me when I was listening to them talk. I felt this this urge, this desire as they're talking, because I was the technical moderator of the call, to jump in there and contribute my own thoughts about the conversation. I was, mm-hmm. and I was really noticing that. And right after that call, my life changed in some profound ways. I decided, you know what? I'm not going to allow these rules, these beliefs, these things that that I've had that says before I can become a messenger, I need to do this. I just decided that I was going to step out there and start sharing my message. And that's when I started to do that, and that's when the Messenger Network started to give birth.
That's fantastic. And so this is a show that we call Relationship Marketing 101. And what I hear you really saying is that you really started by using relationships, and that those have played a big role into bringing the Messenger Network to where it's at today.
That's it's absolute core of not only the creation of it, but what the Messenger Network is about.
So what is it all about?
Well, it's about, I would say that probably the most significant thing, it's about inspiring a collective energy of like-minded, positive people to bring forth whatever message that they have that will impact people's lives at whatever level that is, and whatever, you know, bigness they want to go. But it's basically the intention behind the Messenger Network is to reach out to more and more and more people to help them move through any rules or beliefs that they have about being a messenger. Rules or beliefs meaning like this. One of my rules that I had was, and before I could call myself a messenger, I needed to write my book first, or I needed to have this happen or this happen. And I realized that that's just not true, that I don't need any of those things to happen. I just need to make a choice. And so we're helping people make choices. We're helping them reach into that place that is stirring and bring that forth in some form, in some message. And in so doing, through the different ways and the websites and technologies and the programs that we're doing, we're building up this really powerful collective energy that we believe will have a huge impact on the world, that we believe can actually shift the world towards the consciousness, the energy where that we want to go.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, Rhonda, what do you really want to know today?
Well, I just want to share that I am part of the 10 Million Books program, and I am actually writing a peace book. And so, Robert, I will tell you, the only thing I have yet to finish is the last little marketing page. The book is finished, and I'm very, very excited about it. Yeah, The Peace Seed is the title of it, and what is great, I love your material. So first I just need to compliment you. What was really fun, or what is, and I'm not through, what is really fun and meaningful about your program is that it's not just, okay, yeah, write this little book and get it out and whatever. It really is a journey of self-discovery, and I always love that. And it's all about finding ways to give value to the reader. Your materials are all about that. So it shows me how important that relationship building is to you, just simply in the way that your materials are written.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So then what I would love to know is what has been the touchstone or the most profound thing in your life that brought you to this understanding that growing relationships and touching people's lives and sharing your message was really so powerful. What was it in your own life that really started that? Was it just conversations with God, or was there more to it?
Well, conversations with God was a big launching point for me. I kind of always explored my personal growth and my spiritual growth since I was a teenager, and had done a lot of the personal growth things like Anthony Robbins, and you know, and but each one has a kind of an increasing level of connection to who I feel I really am. And conversations with God was probably the most significant, just because it was finally able to allow me to let go of the fear and the conditioning and the other things that I had going on that I felt weren't really allowing me to express myself as That's who I really was. But there was, I had mentioned this in the beginning of the call, that is such a significant aspect to relationship building, as we're talking about here, and to all the things that have is transpired in my life, especially the 10 million books or the Messenger Mini Book program. And that was that principle of being the source. And that's all about, you know, relationship building. It's instead of us sitting here thinking, well, what is it that I want and how am I going to go out and get it? Although that'll be something that we always will do, I have taken a more conscious path of saying, well, what is it that I want, and then how can I help others experience that with real pure intention behind it? Because I love to give to others. I love to teach to others. And I also know that the way life often works and the way energy works in the creation of our experience is that by going out there and building relationships with people and teaching people and helping people around something that I'm also passionate about would energetically put me into that space of receiving it and experiencing it myself. It's not my intention to only do it just to get. It's my intention to give, and the wonderful experience that you get back is you also receive that too. And that's how the mini book program came about. I sat back one day and I was really, you know, thinking about the whole power of being the source, and I said, well, what is it that I would really like to experience in my life? And I said to myself, I really want to write a small booklet. I want to connect those books to the internet because I know that there's a powerful aspect to doing that. And I decided, well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to create this program. I called it the Messenger Mini Book Program, and I'm going to put it out there to my outreach. And if I get 5 or 10 people that are interested in this that want to write books with me, perfect. Then it's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to do it together. And I didn't get 5 or 10 people. I got about 260 people that were interested in our first program. Was just an unbelievable, you know, success, and has since really taken off.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I've had a good time starting to connect. One of the authors in particular, we've started to become friends and become connected because of the program, and her book's at the printers now, and she wrote, I'm so excited, my book's at the printers, it's almost here, and we're going to trade books and all that. It's been fun, too, that part of it.
That's great. Yeah.
So tell us more about the Messengers of Peace mini books program, 10 million books program.
Books.com. Mm-hmm.
Sure. The Messenger mini book program, which is the original program, was a live teleprogram that I taught over 90 days, and have done that a few times now over the last year. And I had decided that one of the things I wanted to do with that program was to turn it into a home study program that contains audio CDs and workbooks and online support center and, you know, coaching calls and that sort of thing. And I set out to do that. And then I was talking with Rick and Julian with 10 Million Clicks for Peace, and I was telling them about what I got here and how I thought we could really take this thing and repurpose the home study program so that it inspired peace messengers, people that have messages of peace, which is a very broad range of messages, and that this would inspire them to write their messages or mini book peace messages, and then we would help share those books with peace organizations and, you know, and get them out into the world once they've written and published them. And so we created this program. We call it 10 Million Books because it's part of the 10 Million Clicks for Peace program. And it invites and inspires people to get this home study program, to go through a 6-week process of writing and publishing what we call a 32-page Messenger of Peace mini book. And once they have done that, then at certain specific times, we would and they publish those books, we would actually take 100 books and send them off to 100 peace organizations in a and a group package of authors and tell peace organizations that these messages exist, that these messengers exist, and really just help them get their message out there. But more, I think it's more than that. It's more, I think it's more than just marketing. It's really walking them through every step to, you know, doing something that maybe they've been wanting to do for a very long time, because there's so many people out there that want to write and publish books and just feel like maybe the task is I have to write a 300-page book, or maybe I just don't know what the steps are, or how do I get it published, and we kind of take all of those fears away, and we just walk you through, hey, it doesn't have to be a big book. It could be a small book connected to an online environment that has audio, video, journaling, workbook, and that sort of thing. And so this 32-page book is sharing a message, and then the online environment extends the message and personalizes the message so that the experience of this small little mini book could be the same or even greater than a 300-page book, because the way we focus the message on the reader and their experience and the overall ways that they get the message. And so we created that for 10 million clicks for peace to, with the main goal of this, publishing as many peace mini books as possible, and then connecting them to the Peace Impact Meter and connecting them to the cause of making a difference in people's lives that really, really need it. And that's what 10 Million Clicks for Peace is about. And that's how we make the connect the books to that. So it's really an amazing, perfect way of not only delivering a message of peace, but also contributing to an organization like 10 Million Clicks for Peace that that is out there to just really make a big difference in the world in general.
Well, and guess who else is joining us on the air today? I've got Rick Benatow and Julian Kalma, the founders of 10 Million Clicks for Peace, here with us. Guys, are you still here?
Well, we're here, and Gina and Rhonda, thank you very, very much for having us on. And hello, Robert.
Hey. You're my partners in peace.
Like partners in peace. I thought you were going to say
partners
the other word.
Yeah, I figured maybe not for this show, right?
And Rick, it's Ron. I'm glad to actually have a chance to connect with you. I've never met you. I've talked to Julian a couple of times. So hello, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. I've heard a lot of great things about you.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm trying to actually get up to Canada in the next week to meet him in person. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, we're going
we're
gonna meet finally. I haven't even met Julian yet. I've met Robert.
I didn't know why. Just the last 4 weeks, I have had this really urgent sense. I've got to get up to Canada, and I've got to see Rick, and I've got to see my good friend Doug and Terry Champagnier. So we're just going to make it happen.
Well, good for you, Gina. That's excellent.
Yeah, I don't know why I have that feeling, but I usually, when I get those, there's a reason for it, and it's not for me to question. Just follow.
Right.
So I'm glad that Rick and Julian are able to be here with Robert as well. So from Rick and Julian's perspective, Julian, are you here too?
I sure am. Hello, and thank you for having us. And hello, Robert.
Hey, Julian.
Nice to
hear
you.
Good to
hear
your voice.
Yes, thank you.
So as we're talking about the 10 million books program, tell me how you guys see this and how you see it's fitting into what you're doing with 10 million clicks, as well as how you see it impacting the world.
Rick, may I take this one?
Yeah, you may. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I am really, really excited. When Robert showed me what he had done with the mini books, I became very excited for a couple of reasons. One is that I also have been an author, and the process of writing a book is daunting. There are so many decisions to be made involved in the actual book production process, and that has nothing to do whatsoever with the writing. The writing is very difficult for a long book, and what I found is that the book production is also a very complicated process that has many decisions, a lot of research involved in getting your book made. Especially if you're not using a conventional publisher and you want to self-publish. And what Robert has done is to make the process so much easier. Now, you know, that's on the the making the book part. But if you look at it in a different way completely, and that is to look at it from a humanitarian standpoint and to consider what these little books represent, that's when I really got excited. I realized it clicked for me, and I realized what Robert had here was an enormous potential to change the world in a very positive way. And, you know, you can speak about relationship marketing, and you think about the positive interactions and the positive feelings you generate with people and the experience they have of working with you, and it encourages them to work with you. But if you think on a larger scale about how we each personally impact the world, there's now something bigger going on. And if you take the mini book and you think, okay, great, I have published my book, but now what is the real impact? And the bottom line is, for the most part, we never really know our impact as authors, except that people come back to us and they thank us for the book, they thank us for the insights. So, you know, we don't really know, but Robert has included something. It's this pass-along mechanism that allows the books to be passed from person to person to person, and as they get passed along, people can leave comments. So you can actually watch these little books travel around the world. Kind of a fun thing to do if you're at a major airport, just hand out a few at an international airport, and you can actually watch things travel around the world. But from a humanitarian perspective,
how do you watch them?
Robert?
Well, we've integrated a small little GPS. No, I'm just joking. chip in it, and we are tracking you now. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, 5 years, that'll happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And he can see what you're doing.
With a little video camera. It's really creepy. In all seriousness, what we've done is that we've created a website where one of the first couple pages of the book, it says, not only is there a page in there that tells them this book is connected to an online environment that has rich content that extends the message of the book, but there's another page that says, pass this book along, and it invites people to, instead of keeping it and putting it on their bookshelf and letting it collect dust after they read it the first time, that to inspire others by giving this book to someone else that they know or some complete stranger. And each individual book has an ID number that's associated with. So if an author publishes 1,000 books, they get 1,000 numbers that's assigned to those books. And then there's a website address there where they go to this website address, put in this ID number, and it brings up the history of the book. So for each person that gets it, they'll be able to go to that website, put in the ID number, and see where the book's been before, and then add themselves to the history of the book. And then that's how the books travel. And we've been doing this for a while now with 10 Million Clicks for Peace and in my other business with what we have called pass-along cards, and we've actually had over 1 million pass-along cards shipped to over 100 countries, and it's the same concept, but we're using books instead.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. You know, I love the movie Pay It Forward, which has a wonderful message in it. Basically going out and doing something for just 3 people. And the little boy in the movie came up with this idea that he could impact 1 million people just by helping 3. And it's sort of the same thing with these books. And that is incredible for people to actually be able to see that history. If they were intentional about it, I can just imagine some of the things that people could cause by that pass-along effect being able to be tracked.
Well, Gina, you know, that's one of the great things about the Peace Impact Meter, that you can actually measure your impact and also see the people that you have impacted. It's, it's that idea of pay it forward, where you do something nice, you do spread a positive message, you do give a kindness or a smile. You've never been able to see it spread out into the world before, and you kind of have to take it on faith that whatever goodness you spread in the world is going to propagate. But now, you can actually see it with the Peace Impact Meter. I'll tell you what's really exciting for me, looking at these mini books and the peace mini books in particular. How many people on this call have felt that they have, you know, they've just discovered something, be it an epiphany, an aha moment, a body of life experience that they finally realize something, and then, you know, they think to themselves, I mean, I have thought this many times, why didn't someone teach me this? It seems like these bits and pieces of life wisdom, nobody's really teaching you. And wouldn't it be cool if I could take what I have just learned and spread it out to 1,000 people? And that really is the concept of these messenger mini books with these messages of peace, that you can take that little bit of wisdom that you've gotten and you can spread it out. And it doesn't take but just a little imagination to realize that if thousands of people were doing this, each spreading 1,000 copies of their book, we will be impacting millions and millions of people who then pass mm-hmm. that along, pay it forward style, out into the world.
That is really neat, Julian. You're right. I can only imagine how huge the impact would be.
Yeah, I'd like to share one other thing here that I'm going to kind of switch hats here. I'm going to take off my, you know, make a difference in the world hat and put on my marketing hat, and that is from a, which they're kind of one and the same, from a, what's that?
I said, why are those different hats?
Exactly. It's a, what's great about this program from the author standpoint is that, yes, they are able to share their message with people. Yes, they are able to impact people's lives with their message and in a very unique way, but also in a very familiar way that's through books. But from a marketing standpoint, it's designed purposely to activate viral marketing over the Internet and off the Internet through this pass-along technology. The mini books are designed to build an outreach for a messenger, an email list for a messenger, because every person that goes to access the online environment is also joining the email list of the author, and they're able to expand and share their message in a much, much greater way. So we're taking, you know, making a difference with internet marketing, viral, you know, marketing concepts on and off the internet, and we're combining it all into one familiar place, which is books, and it ends up just being an absolute spectacular way of getting your message out there and expanding it from there because of all the benefits that the author gets, not to mention all the benefits the reader gets.
Well, and one of my favorite words the last couple of months is the word leverage. It's a way to really get leverage. Instead of you having to do all of the work to build your business, by using this pass-along effect, you get all of your readers to do it for you. That's real leverage. You can grow a lot bigger, a lot faster, and reach a lot more people in the end. And I think one of the unique things about all of us on today's call is we were joking about, you know, having two different hats, the Make a Difference hat and the Marketer's hat. One of the unique things about every one of us on this call is we don't perceive them to be two different hats. To us, it really is one hat. If we're marketing, we're also making a difference. And if we're making a difference, we're also marketing. And they are equally interchangeable. And it's why I love the concept of social entrepreneurship so much. It is no longer necessary to have a 501c3 charitable organization in order to make a difference for people. You can have a for-profit business that very much makes money, but at the same time makes a difference. And I really believe that as we grow as a society, we're going to see a lot more people setting up their for-profit businesses in a way that really does make a difference. And that it's really going to be essential to have businesses doing that even more. If we look at the numbers of entrepreneurs out there, the number of, you know, small businesses. If every small business out there was doing just one little thing to also make a difference, we wouldn't have the issues that we have today, like poverty and hunger and a lack of drinking water and whatnot.
Right.
They would all be solved in very short order just by changing that one little element of a business. And I think it's going to be through technologies like the pass-along effect, like the 10 million clicks for Peace Impact Tree, Peace Impact Meter, that those things are going to become possible.
Couldn't agree more, Gina.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a really big concept.
Right.
So tell me more about this portal where people go to check the cards and what else is there for the author as well as for Peter?
The portal for where they go to the online environment and the path along?
To track both the books, and you said there's also some other content in there. How does that work?
Yeah, well, each individual book is sharing message in a particular way. It's through a visual reading of the message. And what I love about the internet is that we can take that, we can connect that typical familiar experience of reading a book in with the possibilities of the internet. So what we did is we built an online technology where each book, when it's published, has a book ID number. And so in the front of the book, it says this book is connected to an online environment that extends the message of the book and provides valuable, rich, you know, content beyond the book and to personalize the experience for you as a reader. All you have to do is go to this web address, put in this book ID number, and for free they get a membership or access to this online environment. Now, in the online environment, what the author is able to do on their own, without a web designer, without all, you know, spending any money, because it's part of them being a messenger mini book author, is that they can create lessons and under the lessons, they can put in audio clips. They can put in video clips. They can put in questions and exercises that people literally answer on the screen and save to their own personal and secure journal. They can put in resources, website links, information about programs and products that they have going on. And what happens is that we go from this visual text reading experience to a visual video, an auditory, and a kinesthetic experience on the internet that is really the most effective way for anyone to learn through those different modalities. Instead of being one, it's all of them. And so they go from the message in the book into a place where they can listen to an audio clip that's been recorded by the author. They can watch a video clip. They can answer questions so that the message is turned around on the reader and is personalized for them. And so what is in a 32-page book is really delivering more like a 200 or 300-page book, but it's done in different ways that more and more people can connect with and receive more benefit from. And so that's what the online environment does. And then the pass-along tracking technology is just as simple as going to the website address that it gives, putting in the book ID number or the tracking number for that specific book, and then just seeing the history of where it's been, if it's been anywhere, and then giving that person the chance to add themselves to the history. So there's two technologies that are connected to every Messenger mini book that makes them incredibly unique and incredibly effective at bringing people together and teaching the message.
Well, there's a number of different elements in there that I really, really liked hearing about. Number one, if you're doing things the old-fashioned way, you're creating a print book or even a downloadable PDF that is a book, and you're giving it to your readers all in one chunk, they're usually just going to put it up on a shelf or download it to their hard drive, and if they get around to it, maybe they'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
What people really are looking for today, we live in a very busy society. People don't have very much time. They have a little bit of time here and a little bit of time there, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. Having it in a way that they only have a 32-page book And then they get these smaller chunks of information when they get into this portal that you've created, will actually cause people to use the materials much more often because it works into their schedule much easier to have the small digestible little pieces so that your book can then become kind of a lead generator or the introduction or lesson one with the rest of the lessons inside. That's going to really help connect authors and readers in a lot stronger way, I think, over time. Is that what you're seeing now?
You're nailing it right on the head there. I mean, I couldn't have said it more beautiful than you did. You just described it, the values and the benefits to both sides, to the readers, to have it in different chunks and in different ways, because we receive messages and we differently. Every person's different. And then from the author standpoint, it's an opportunity for them to connect with the readers, to build their outreach, to build the platform around this small book so they can share other things about them and just bridges the gap that has been there for a long time.
Well, and as marketers, we've all heard over and over again that it takes multiple touches to get any action out of your reader, your prospect, whatever you want to call them. So the other thing that this is simultaneously doing is giving you the opportunity to touch them multiple times so that if you are using your book as a lead generator to sell the other things that you have to offer, whether they're coaching, whether they're more information, whether they're physical products, whether whatever, you're going to have a much bigger effect because of those multiple touches. That's huge from an author's perspective.
Yeah,
definitely. That's so true.
The ease for the authors. I know so many of my students would love to write books, but the whole idea of now what am I going to have to do to create a website and how am I going to have to do this and how can I do that because they don't understand how to use the technology, it can be very daunting to have something that's easy for them to use so that they don't have to be a techno geek. They don't have to be a whiz at programming like Julian is. They can just go and do it, no matter how much or how little they know about the internet, is huge.
Yeah, it really is. It's going to make it so easy. And if you're a person that maybe already has YouTube videos or a podcast or whatever, it's so easy to just plug that stuff into this online environment, add richness for the reader. And then also, these little mini books, they're 32 pages, but we're talking about the size of an index card. I mean, they're very little books, and so you just have the distilled essence of the message, and the online environment gives you that chance to give more expansion, because you can't really put in a lot of links and resources and whatever. The whole thing is no more than a half a dozen pages in like a Word document or something. It's not very big, so it's really an important thing to have that, and you're right, Gene, it does make it easy. For those who are technophobes or who are new, you can be brand new online and find out exactly how to make all of this happen very simply. And there's even tutorials inside of the home study program at 10millionbooks.com.
But my absolute favorite part of what Robert had just shared with us is the fact that this gives you a realistic way to combine the offline world with the online world, which
yep.
to me is the biggest part of what you just talked about. Because there are still, I don't care how many people are online, there are still more people offline than there are online. And if you can reach them offline with a vehicle that can then bring them online, now you've really got something huge there.
Yeah, I agree. One of the things that we have that is a part of and the offering to many book authors is a support company that we created, a separate company that we created called the Messenger Book Collective. See, one of the things that I've discovered over the years of doing programs, teleprograms and other types of programs, is that at the end of a program, there can be a pretty big drop-off of people from the energy that they were in to the energy that they decide to continue with. And so with the mini book program, we didn't want to just leave people at the end of the process of the program, whether home study or live, and say, well, good luck. Now, you know, and getting your message out there. So we created this company called the Messenger Book Collective that is designed to be the ongoing support and marketing arm for many book authors. Now, one of the things that we are establishing right now is through the collective, because we have hundreds of authors and that are writing books and will eventually, you know, publish their books. We have a very powerful negotiating power to get all, you know, substantial discounts and special deals on the printing process. But beyond that, once the book is printed, now we have leverage for getting self-published authors into book distribution, book marketing channels that they would not be able to get on their own with their own individual book. And that's the one disadvantage of self-publishing. The biggest advantage of having a publisher publish a book is distribution, getting into the bookstores, the Barnes & Nobles, the Borders, the other bookstores that buy through them. Now, through the collective, or soon through the collective, we'll have that distribution channel that our self-published authors will be able to move in and through and be able to sell their books without the disadvantages of going with a publisher. And that's what I'm really proud of with this program. Is it's taken on a life, and many people have stepped up and said, look, we see the potential of this. We see the ways that these messages can get out into the world, and we're gonna make that happen. And that's what's starting to happen now with this this whole program.
That is fantastic. So let's talk a little bit, because my audience is primarily those people who are interested in building a business. Let's say I'm someone who's out there that knows that I want to have a business of my own. I haven't even thought about being an author, but I know I want to have a business of my own. Does this apply to me too?
Absolutely. I mean, being an author is basically starting a business. And I don't care if you've been chosen by a big publisher in New York, you know, as lots of people dream of. No matter if they decide to publish your book, you're still going to be the one marketing the book way
That's right.
beyond what they do. And if you're marketing the book, and if you're getting your book out there, which is essentially getting your message out there, then you have a business. And it's important to learn how to use the internet, to be connected with easy and powerful technologies, to learn how to do things offline that will get that out there. Because the more you market it, the more it comes back for you, not only in just what you can experience abundance-wise with your book, but in what is going to expand you as a messenger out in the world even more.
Well, I think it's even bigger than that, because I think that anyone who has a business of any kind, they absolutely need one thing. They need leads of some sort. They need to have an audience for whatever products they're going to be selling, whether they're affiliate marketers, whether they're product creators, whether they're offline brick-and-mortar businesses. They all need those leads, those prospects. And
yep.
This is a great way. Becoming an author is a great way of creating those prospects.
That's absolutely true. And so this is a little tiny book that doesn't take that much time compared to writing a 200-pager or whatever. One thing that any business owner...
Your mini book you did in 2 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
And doing other things on those days too. Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't have to necessarily... It might take a little longer for some folks. Right, a couple of days... So imagine this, that sure, a lot of business owners go, well, I'll put out an e-book. Well, you're not going to have the credibility with new prospects or with the media, or if you're looking into getting some big products or whatever, saying, I'm an author of an e-book. Here's a link for you, versus here is my message in a book, be it a mini book or a regular sized pickle book or whatever. You are still the author of a book. You can still take that book, use it to generate leads, use it as a credibility tool for the media. This mini book can still be the same type of credibility tool that a larger book that would take you hours and hours and months to write will give you. And it's really important for any business owner, no matter who you are, you must have some kind of a core message.
Yeah.
Last week's show about being an expert and an influencer and why it matters so much. Go back and listen to it again.
Great show.
Because this is the answer to how you get people to perceive you as an expert and an influencer. It is what does that for you automatically. Once you've got a book, you are an expert, period. Everyone will see you as an expert when you're an author. So, Rick and Julian, let me ask you a question. Let's say I decide that I want to go into a golf business, and I've been listening to the show, and I'm going, okay, so I need a book. How does peace fit into my golf business?
Well, if you've ever been on a golf course, you know what you can find out there, and there's an awful lot of peace.
Or the need for peace.
Well, yeah, then there's the way I play golf, and I haven't played
tennis,
for years.
Me too, Gene. Me too.
Gene, I was teaching my grandson how to golf on the weekend.
Mm.
Yep.
How's he doing at it?
He's very good.
Is he?
Yep, I'm calling him my little swinger now.
Oh, no, nice.
Right. Yeah, he's got a,
all right.
Got a great swing.
And so does this somehow play into, can I use my golf business to impact peace and also be an author all at the same time?
Gina, do you mean, what do you mean by golf business? A golf expert teaching others how to golf?
Yeah, so I have five separate things who all are currently setting up different businesses in the golf niche. One is currently an online golf pro. He's setting up a business online so that he doesn't have to be out on the course constantly in order to use his experience and expertise as a golf pro. I have another who really just loves to golf. He travels all over the place to go golfing at all kinds of different courses. He wants to share his knowledge about traveling to do golfing in different places with other people, so he's going to set up his business online to do exactly that. So these are all different people who are in the golf business in one way or another, usually using the power of the Internet. Can they impact peace and be an author and still be in the golf business all at the same time?
Okay, I think the answer is yes. And as Robert explained earlier, Gina, peace is a very, very broad subject. Anything that brings peace and, peace goes into financial peace, into health, into relationships. And I think, be it golf expert or real estate or, you know, whatever. I think the person can write something that is going to benefit all the readers of this book, bring more peace to them. And, just not having, you know, this being just a report. Everybody's got reports, Gina, you know that. And,
yeah.
That's one thing, and they most certainly can be used for that purpose. But, what a unique thing to, you know, you're going to see this golfer and you want to improve your game, and he gives you this little book, right, and it's got something that's really, really going to benefit your life. And it could be, from his point of view, you know, how I find peace in golf, in this sport.
And, you know, the one thing that I think about is, no matter what niche you're in, I think every single niche has a mindset component that comes
right
with
on.
It. That aspect of inner peace in some way, shape, or form.
Right on.
If a craft niche, you know, maybe you've got a crocheting business. Any niche, that inner peace is really an element of it. And
yep.
So even having it associated with inner peace could be a big deal.
You know, one of the things about golf, when you hit the ball well, you feel like you weren't even trying.
Yeah.
And that comes from a quiet place. And so it's easy to imagine that someone who has achieved a level of success in golf understands this very well. And, you don't feel like you really hit the ball very hard, but it went the farthest. And it's like, well, how did that happen? So there are all sorts of angles. And, you know, I think one of the things that's important to bring up here, and we might have touched upon it already, is that peace is a very broad subject, and it covers financial peace. It covers peace in your body, which amounts to health. It amounts to peace in your relationships, peace in your home, peace at work, peace at school if you're a student. The acquiring of life wisdom creates a certain peacefulness because you become empowered. So there are all types of ways to write about peace, and what we found is that we probably will never run out of peace topics because it really touches every aspect of our lives.
Well, we've been doing a blog for 10 million clicks for peace, and if you go to just the word 10millionclicksforpeace.org, you'll find our new blog. And that's exactly what we've been looking at, is how do we hone peace down to a manageable size to put it onto a blog, because it is such a huge topic. And I think you guys have done a really good job of bringing it all together so that you can cover peace in all these different arenas through the blog, which has been great to watch. We just watched a movie a couple nights ago called Impact. Have any of you seen it? It's brand new, just came out.
No.
It's a movie about this meteor that's impacting Earth, and behind it, the scientists see that there was an even bigger meteor that's about to impact something. They aren't sure what. And as the movie goes on, the meteor ends up hitting the moon, and it causes the moon to go out of its orbit, and it almost crashes into Earth. And at one point, towards the end of the movie, they get down to like 6 to 10 hours until the Earth is going to be completely destroyed by the moon. And as they go through, it's a really long movie, it's like 3 to 4 hours. As they go through time and knowing that the Earth is going to come to an end because of this impact of the meteor on the moon, they keep going back to showing news clips of what people are doing. And it starts where the initial impacts are causing chaos and everybody's in turmoil and there's leaking and all these other awful things. But as it really comes down to only hours left for people on this planet, because the whole planet's going to be destroyed, you all of a sudden see the newscasters who are showing people out golfing for the first time, or out knocking on the door of a girl they've always wanted to kiss and having their first kiss. And the newscasters switch from covering all this turmoil to covering peace. And in the end, they're saying that all of these people of Earth really have come together and has become a peaceful planet. And they end up solving the issue with only a few hours to spare. And it carries on even beyond crisis time, so that people of Earth, for once, are no longer at war and they're really living in peace. And back when I was faced with my, you know, illness being so life-threatening and having only months to live, the same sort of thing happened in my own life, where I was always stressed and I had all these issues. Oh, money was tight and everything else. It became one of very much peace. Let's do the things that really matter because there's so little time left. I think that these books can really become a way that the message can get out there that can help people not have to get to almost the end before realizing that it's now that you can start having peace, and peace in your life and peace in your home and peace in the workplace and whatnot, but that not enough people really stop long enough to hear that message and to feel that sense of urgency until it is too late. So having these books can really have that kind of a profound impact on every person that it touches. In terms of being able to track things, I know 10 Million Clicks for Peace has had really great examples of being able to touch people many, many levels removed. I imagine the same is true with the Messenger books as well. How many levels deep have you guys seen in your tracking systems already?
We are 10 or 11, Julian.
Well, we're 10 levels deep, but the thing about the books is that the books is just starting, so we don't yet know what
right.
will happen.
Yeah, this is going to be so fun to be a part of it and see over the next year how much this grows, because I know it's a new program, and it's just so exciting to be a part of that.
Now, the one thing that I've been asking Rick and Julian, and I don't know that there is an answer to it yet, is there a mechanism that helps you get your book into places offline, or is that something that the authors work on their own?
That's a Robert question. Robert?
Repeat that question again.
Is there a mechanism in place now that helps people get their books into the hands of people offline, or is that something that the authors do on their own?
No, that is the purpose of the Messenger Book Collective, that separate company that is the ongoing support for many book authors. So they provide a variety of different resources. One, ongoing trainings that talk about building platforms for your book, using social marketing or social networking for promote your book. Offline things will include approaching bookstores and gift shops, because these are ideal for gift shops also. So the market is much larger.
Huge gift shops.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Providing displays and and fulfillment and Amazon, all these different services that are available. And then ultimately services that we're going to have through the Messenger Book Collective is the distribution into bookstores. But we do have one thing coming up in January, and then we'll start it in January and do it every 4 months. We will actually publish a catalog of all available Messenger mini books, or of the, at least of the authors that want to participate in the catalog. And those catalogs will be mailed to 1,000 bookstores every 3 months of bookstores and gift shops. Showing them what's available, what's unique about these books, and that will be a significant marketing a resource for mini book authors. And this service is only available to, mini book authors.
Gotcha. Oh, that's great. And mm-hmm. Do they have to pay something extra to be a part of that, or is that included in being a Messenger mini book author?
So they become, it's free. It's a free membership into the Messenger Book Collective. And in some cases, there are costs to participate in some marketing campaigns. The catalog mailing, there is a small cost to it, but it's a very, very small cost considering the significant cost if they were to do it on their own, because they're a self-published author. So that's the power of the collective. That's why we call it the Messenger Book Collective, bring the collective together to do things together.
Gotcha. Rhonda, I would love to have you talk to Robert a little bit. I'm going to have you lead this, because this is your area of expertise, about relationships and how you use books to grow them. How does that work? And what does someone just getting started who's never written a book want to be doing in order to make that work?
Well, I will tell you, one important aspect of it is to write the book to one person. And this is the same thing, Gina, that you teach in terms of blog posts or articles or whatever. In getting a message out, no matter, even if you want to reach millions, but if you write to millions, it really puts the message. And so writing the book to one person, because one person is reading the book, that will make it so incredibly personal to that reader that they will feel to some degree as if they know you. And even though this is a very short little book, they will have a bit of a journey with you, which can then continue in the online environment. And to me, another part of it is that all throughout this little book, spend the few words it takes to direct people into either your online environment or whatever you want people to have next as an experience, so that they then are reminded. Even though this is a little tiny thing, but still keep reminding people that there are activities or there is something special or a list of resources or whatever for them. And that helps them feel as if you as the author are looking out for them and are making sure that they get the resources and they get a chance to do that greater exploration that they might want to do. So, to me, those are a couple of things that you can do right from inside the pages of the book. And of course, there's a space if you want to write about your blog or website or wherever you want to take people as well. And then you have the online environment. And so to me, those are all very important. Also, the way, Robert, the way you've written the manual, the action guide or workbook that comes as part of the program, there is so much exploration and self-discovery and different authors into ways to reach out to the other authors, which is a very nice piece. We're all alone writing our books, but there's that opportunity to share the journey as author as well as personalizing and growing the relationship with the reader.
Yeah.
So yeah, what else? Their own as an author. Robert, you give them some help?
Mm-hmm. Say again?
You're not just on your own trying to write your book. You give them some help in writing their book?
Well, yeah, I mean, through the program, but we also provide a monthly live coaching call so that they can connect with me or one of my coaches to get specific help if they need help or they're able to contact us, you know, via email. But what you guys were saying just a second ago is really key to the way we write these messenger mini books, because in the program and in the workbook pages, we get the authors to consider three very, very powerful and important questions that instead of writing the book as we feel it needs to be written, which is a lot of where we need to go, we ask ourselves, what is it that we really want to give to the readers? What is the experience? And the three questions are, what's the journey that I want to take my readers on? And we really encourage our authors to really think about that and to work on that question. What's the journey? That you know that the title or the type of book or the topic of the book and the market of people that will be coming to this book are going to be most likely at a certain place. Where do you want to take them from that place to the other place that the book and the online environment will give them? Second question we ask is, what are the benefits that you want to deliver to your readers? Which is a fascinating, wonderful experience to go through, to really sit back and go, oh, wow, that's kind of a different way of approaching it. What are the benefits that I want to give to my readers? Because when you step into that space, it's really powerful and amazing how things come up that you didn't even think about for your book and that just take it to a whole nother level.
And it helps you write your sales letter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, or a series of books, yes. The third question is, after you've done that, go back through all those benefits and ask the question, how can I add more value? It's like a mantra that I do. How can I add more value? How can I add more value? And this is where the online environment comes into play, because if you sit with and ask yourself questions like that, you'll realize, well, with this particular benefit, the way I could add more value is I could, I remember this YouTube clip that I saw, free hugs, and it was such an amazing thing. I'm going to go get the embed code, and I'm going to put that into my online environment. Or I could tell the story of that I experienced, but instead of me writing the story out, I'm going to pick up the phone, call up Audio Acrobat, and I'm going to record my story over audio and then upload that audio clip into my online environment. And so this process of organizing your message really sets up both the content inside the book and the content inside the online environment.
Robert, in saying that, this is Rick, in saying that, then I think I know the answer to this, but if somebody came in, really didn't study the course, and just set out to write 32 pages, right, and they did that without listening and absorbing what you teach in the course, the book they would have then and then the book that they would have after you've engaged them and given them this, they're two totally different books.
Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because what we're doing is that we're stepping outside of the box that we've been so used to with books,
right.
And we're bridging the gap. Something was said earlier about our outreach and relationships, and I'll tell you, when it comes to relationships, here's the thing that thing has fascinated me for many, many years now, and one of the reasons why I created this concept of the Messenger Mini Book is that I've worked with some very successful authors that have sold millions of books, and I was astounded when I started working with them on the internet to realize that I, who had never published a book before, who wasn't well known, wasn't even a messenger yet, had a significantly bigger email list or outreach than these authors that have sold millions of books. And I'm sitting here scratching my head going, how is this possible? How is it possible that an author has sold 8 million copies of their book, has an, only an outreach of 30,000 people? And what I realized was it was the authors and the publishers were still sitting in that old paradigm of publishing. And the new paradigm is bridging the gap between the physical book and the online world. And if a publisher or an author saw that and was selling that many books, and they gave a compelling reason or value for a person to go from the book to the online world to experience something deeper, then their outreach would be amazing. It would be huge. It would be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. And the relationship that that author would be able to create, not only with all of those readers, but with having the that powerful outreach, would be astounding. And so the Messenger Mini Book Program is the first publishing concept to bring the idea, really bring the idea forward of a full marriage between the physical book and the online world. And the benefits are just endless.
Rhonda, it's Julian. I've got a question.
Sure.
I want to turn the tables on you because you're hosting this, but you've also experienced this program. So my question to you is, in understanding that this is not just a book writing course, but it's actually a personal adventure, a personal journey, what kind of self-discovery did you personally go through in taking Robert's course?
Well, you know, what personal discovery I've been through is there. It was interesting when you feel that you have a message that's really important that needs to touch a lot of people. It's for me, what's been great is really that whole emphasis of what do people really need to hear, feel, and experience that will cause them to take a peaceful action. That was the kind of the question that I kept asking myself, and I'm known as the story lady. I teach storytelling, and there's a huge aspect of that runs through the whole book. I mean, it's really storytelling as the path to peace. Is how I'm approaching this, but sharing stories and connecting with people. The personal journey for me, though, was I would sit down with openness and open myself to receive as I would begin to do any of the activities, whether it was part of what, how can I provide more value, or whether it was the question of what are the benefits. And, you know, and I joke that, yeah, when you write the benefits, you do actually start to craft your sales letter if you're going to write a sales letter later. But you also really get in touch with the receiver of the message, which is always the most important part, because you can shout a message with a bullhorn all you want, but that doesn't mean it's being received and acted upon. The other part of the personal journey for me was in that openness. I was sharing with Julian a little earlier that I did not know for quite a while what the title would be. I left that page blank, and I know it would come, and I wasn't particularly worried about it. And as I was working through the book and realizing that the culminating piece at the end was going to be a big deal, a big part of this message, I had no idea what that was going to be and how that was going to look in specifics.
I find it fascinating in our little talk before the call, I find it fascinating that you really didn't know what you were going to write about.
Not specifically. I didn't know how it was going to come out. It was, for me, writing is always interesting. And writing this, in fact, reminded me of how I approached term papers in high school. You know, you might start and write an outline or an idea, but it would come out rather differently. And I knew what I wanted to get across, but I wasn't quite sure. I knew the message that needed to come out, but not how it needed to come out. And so what I wrote in the online journal for Area for Authors is that for me this was like distillation of taking, like you have to take 400 pounds of rose petals to distill a pound of the essence of rose out of it. So there's a lot more material goes in than comes out, but what comes out is it's the core of everything. And what this Yeah.
Yeah, please forgive me. I didn't mean to interrupt. I find it fascinating, Rhonda, that, you know, so many of us have felt that we have something to say, and we get into those quiet moments, and a little bit comes through, but there's no, you know, we might write in a personal journal or something, but we feel we want to do something with it, and to share that little bit of insight, that little bit of wisdom. And, you know, you think about your kids or your grandkids, or even when you were growing up, and you wished that you had had guidance from someone who was wiser than you. And I think really this process of going through and really not knowing what you're going to write, or not knowing how, or ending up with something totally different, it's because you're being inspired and guided to write something that is meaningful for other people.
Yeah, the last chapter that I wrote yesterday, I had no idea that was going to come out, but I felt that spark, and I knew I was like, drop everything, run over and start typing, and whatever comes out, you know, we'll edit it later and whatever. And then I was thinking, I'm not quite sure how this little story ends, and then it came to me what I'm going to do with that, which I won't share quite yet. But yes, it is, if you let it, it is an amazing self-discovery and an amazing unfolding and tying into that source of knowing within yourself. And it has been that for me. And even if you come in, I knew in general what I wanted to say, but not specifically how it would come out or how it needed to be crystallized. And so this journey of exploration has helped it come out, and I am just really... I'm excited about the book. I'm looking forward to getting some pretty cool people for cover quotes and things like that, and getting ready to make it happen is exciting, but it's just so much what the journey has been, and the journey continues to be fun.
Well, you know what is so striking to me? I have known Robert now for 3 or 4 years, as he said, and I've always known him to be extraordinarily creative, but what strikes me most is that he has found a little formula for getting people to connect and to be inspired and to give them a way to have an outlet that will have an impact on a lot of other people. So my hat is off to you, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you, Julian. Appreciate that. I mean, I think that there's two significant things in this mini book teaching, because it's not just about publishing your book, and it's not a how to write. We're not saying this is how you write, because I mean, God knows I need an editor to go through my book when I'm done. But it's it really gets people to understand really how things come forth. And one of the principles in the teaching that I teach in every single program that I have, and I do my best to practice it in my life, and I think this is such a significant part of the Messenger Mini Book program, is that I say right in the beginning, this program is going to revolve around one principle, and the principle is keep it simple, keep it consistent. And basically, what we're trying to do in this program is to step outside of the old paradigm of writing books. And one of the rules in the old paradigm is your book needs to be 200 or 300 pages in order for it to be effective. And I say, no, it doesn't. Absolutely not, especially with internet and technology. And we're proving that in this program. And then second is, in order to write my 200 or 300 page book, I need to sit down and spend a lot of time on it, writing for hours in a day, and whatever that whole process is that a lot of people have started and not finished. And so what keeping it simple and keeping consistent is that if you just spend 10, 15 minutes a day and you do that consistently, what happens energetically is that you step into this flow of creative energy, this flow of connection to what your message is or what your message is going to be. And because you're consistently connecting with it, and it's simple so that you're not getting overwhelmed and then becoming inconsistent, then more authors, more first-time authors are going to go from that idea to that completion point of publishing their book. And
I even teach people writing longer books to write them that way, just so you know, in short bursts. And the way I teach it, you get enough organized so that you can take one little, even of a larger book, one little chunk and write for 10 minutes and you're done with that piece. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important. You don't have to spend hours, you know, or just lock yourself in a closet for a month or whatever to make something happen.
Yeah. Although it's pretty appealing to be able to go up to the mountains for 4 weeks and write your book, but it's not always possible for everybody.
Right.
You can do that later, after the book is out there, after it's already bringing prospects in and sales are happening, then go take a month off and write another one.
There you go.
There you go.
Right.
I wonder, Robert, I had to step away for a moment, but did you mention the fact that after you have written your book and you've gotten the online environment going, so you provide extended material for the book after people read it, did you mention that you can actually write many books and still use the online environment for each book?
No, I don't think I mentioned that. I mean, the technology and just to being a part of it, being an author in the mini book program, just allows an author to write an unlimited number of mini books. You know, to be a part of the Messenger mini book program, you need to either have the home study program or to be involved in the live program. But there are no ongoing costs to publish in another. I mean, ongoing costs as far as technology is concerned to publish, write, and publish another book. It's just whatever the costs are to publish that. So the online environment is simple to use. It's and you can do. Full, you know, larger than 32-page books. You can do e-books. You can do, you know, the 32-page books, and there's simple versions of it, and it's just it's expandable. So yeah, it's Julian. I don't think we've mentioned that.
And I think the other thing you may not have mentioned is if somebody wanted to become a Messenger mini book author, where do they go?
That probably would be important.
I've mentioned it for you.
They would go to www.10millionbooks, that's 10millionbooks.com. And for me, I'll tell you something, that domain name has some significance because I would like to, with Julian and Rick, 10 Million Clicks for Peace, I would like to inspire enough authors to where there is 10 million books of peace books out in the world, impacting the world in a significant way. And I really hope that whoever's listening to this program is inspired to be one of those authors, and you get a chance to go and take a look at that webpage to see what it's all about.
That's www.10millionbooks.com. And 10 million piece, the 10 million clicks for peace is the word 10millionclicksforpeace.org, but don't sign up there. From askggg.com/peace so I can track my impact on peace.
Or profitablestorytelling.com/peace.
Either way, it still checks back to me. You're right, Rhonda. We should use yours, not mine.
No, I'm teasing you, Rhonda.
No, seriously, because you're under me and people under you would then track back to me as well.
Right.
You got to see it for yourself, guys, because it's a really cool thing to watch. Go ahead, Julian.
There's one other thing that's worth mentioning, and I know a lot of people have problems with confidence or they're not sure about, you know, whether or not they can write. I want to tell you one thing, and that is that if you think that you have a message, if you feel that you've ever had something to say, write it. Don't worry about whether you've got perfect grammar. Don't worry about if you know how to spell. It doesn't matter. Because one of the things that Robert has put together is that for a very low cost, you can actually have an editor work with you. And this is not something that, you know, if you wanted to publish your book and you wanted to hire an editor, it would cost you hundreds and hundreds or maybe thousands of dollars. And Robert has, what was it, $50, Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple resources out there that will edit a 32-page book for that price.
Yeah.
Well, I can do you one better than that, Julian. If you're really hesitant to sit down and write, if that's really challenging for you, don't try to write it. Talk it. I think every person on this planet can talk a book. And there are great tools out there. My favorite is CopyTalk, fggg.com/CopyTalk. For $50, you can talk 24/7 if you want, and it won't cost you any extra. They will transcribe whatever you talk. There's a free program called Dial to Do. It's dial the number to do.com. Not quite as good as CopyTalk for extended dictation, but still works just the same, and it's free. So don't try to read it. If you're really challenged, talk it.
Mm-hmm.
And then get an editor to work with you to edit it.
All right, record it, get it transcribed, whatever. I mean, yeah, it's a, not that you have to write it, and it's not even very long. It's really, I mean, the length of a couple of good-sized articles or whatever, it's really not all that much. 32 pages is, but they're small. So if you're worried about the writing, well, you know, when a lot of people go, well, my grammar isn't good, or English isn't my first language, or we can write it whatever language you want, but it doesn't matter because that's what editors are for. That's what tools like CopyTalk or Dial to Do for talking it and recording it and transcribing it. Any of those things can help you, and there's no reason not to go forward and share the message.
Goodness gracious, I have blog posts longer than 32 pages. A 32-page book is nothing.
Well, actually,
that's right, it's nothing.
It works out to only, Robert, was it just four Word document pages?
No, about six Word document pages.
About six, okay. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got the online content that can be, you know, much more extensive than that, but it doesn't have to be in the form of text. It can be an audio clip or video or questions and exercises. That's
journal
sort of thing.
Questions, yeah.
I would have the opposite problem, keeping me down to 32 pages. Ooh.
Yes,
we had the same problem, Gina.
You.
That would be really tough.
The mm-hmm. good news is that if your book is longer than 32 pages, that's okay too. So it, Robert's system will accommodate any size.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be 32 pages, although there are lots of benefits to being a 32-page book because the uses of a 32-page book is much greater than a larger book. That the cost is much smaller, and the ways that you can use that book to market yourself, to build your email list, and all that sort of thing. But here's the thing that I really like: do a series of books, series of books, and bundle them together.
So give me an example of something you could. A 32-page book that you couldn't do with, say, a 100-page book.
Give them away for free.
Ah, okay.
And, well, you know, because there's a big difference between, for a lot of people, from giving away something, you know, that costs 50 cents than something that costs $1.80, for example.
So a 32-page book, the author's cost is 50 cents?
It works with the cover design and that sort of thing. It works out to about 65 cents a book, about 50 cents to print it. So you can publish 1,000 32-page mini books for about $650. And here's what I understand about marketing. If I published 1,000 books and I said, you know what, I'm not even going to sell these books. I'm just going to give them away because I know that most of the people that get these books, that read them, will go online, will join my email list, will pass it along to people, which will expand my outreach even more, and that expansion of my outreach is worth a lot more than $650. It could be worth $6,500 in other ways that I promote myself and get my message out there. So sometimes it just becomes a marketing tool rather than just a product. But, of course, it can be all of those things. And we have a bunch of different ideas that we teach of how you can use it to bundle them together. Instead of selling one book, sell a packet of 10. Keep one for yourself, give 9 away because people love to do that. So there's a lot of different ways you can do that because the cost is low and because the book is small and it's designed for those purposes.
Gotcha. Well, we've only got about a minute left, so let me give those links again. It's www.10millionbooks.com. That's the number 10millionbooks.com. And 10 million books for peace is at profitablestorytelling.com/peace. Again, I want to thank Julian and Rick for being here from 10 Million Clicks for Peace and Robert Evans for being here for 10 Million Books and Messenger of Peace Books. Thank you so much, Rhonda, for arranging this show. I really enjoyed having all of you as my guests today. And really think about how you can use books to grow your business and to build more relationships and to really make a difference in the world, while at the same time growing your business as a for-profit business that can help you as well. So thanks again, everybody else. Any last words from any of you?
Yes, I have a couple. And
go ahead.
You know, we talk about relationship marketing, but the thing that we may not consider is the relationship with ourselves. So I encourage you all to trust yourself. If you feel you have a message, trust yourself. It's there. Listen to that little voice. Get it out in whatever format you can and have someone professionally edit it.
Well, thank you, Julian. Anything else, Rick or Robert?
I just want to say thank you. You guys are awesome. Appreciate the work that you do.
I want to say thank you, too.
I want to connect with you one-on-one sometime outside of this call, so Rhonda, sure I know how to do that. And let's get together sometime this week, Robert.
Great. Sounds good.
Take care, everyone. Thanks again, and we'll be back next week on Relationship Marketing 101 here on Tuesday at noon Eastern. Take care, everybody, and see you next week.
Thank you. See you, Rick
Bye-bye.
And Julian.
Yeah.
It's been an honor. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace out.